You know what it is, Truth Nation. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
The best way to start your day. Cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Talk to someone about how you feel. Do not internalize it. Do not consume it. You deserve to be heard.
It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
It's not just we canceled it, it's over, it's a done deal. Shouldn't be that way. That program still should proceed no matter how a few may go.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
Telly, where are all the watch parties? Where are the brothers going to be? I just want to see what she was going to do.
This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App. Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach Denise Thomas and two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes.
Good morning. Good morning, Truth Nation. It is Monday, July 1st, 2024. Hope you had a great weekend. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT. It is Monday, boy.
The first of the month and a Monday. But the good news is that for many of us, this is already like today is Wednesday. If you think about it for a lot of us, because Thursday is July 4th, right? Or the 4th of July.
Yes.
And so for many of us, you're winning, y'all. You got Thursday and Friday off. And you're already getting that grill ready for that cookout.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to see if I get any free smells. Because you know I like to eat. And I'm not smelling nothing, y'all. Come on now. What are we waiting on? Let's get the grill ready.
Hey, do we have to go through our cookout training again like we have before?
Man, the cookout etiquette presented by DT and Telly. But that's what's up, though. It's a short week. It's a short week for a lot of people in this country.
Yes.
As we embark upon the Independence Day of the United States.
Yes, and it should be an exciting time for most. And again, having 2 days off, I mean, it's a short week. And man, to have a four-day weekend to start off your July, oh my gosh. We wouldn't know how that feels, but for the people that do, thank you.
Have you seen it's going viral, but there is, and it comes up numerous times on my Instagram feed, where they give you this formula on how to really maximize your personal time off. And so, for example, if you take off July 3rd as a PTO, technically, you'll get the 4th and 5th off for, you know, at no extra charge, for lack of better terms. And then you get the Friday, Saturday. So according to this chart that shows people how to maximize their PTO, you literally could get 6 days off if you do it right by taking off the 3rd. Isn't that crazy?
Never thought of that. Yeah. Never thought of that.
And I sent it to my two children because, you know, they're both adults. They both work full-time positions, and my daughter was like, oh, okay, because she works for the state. She works for the government. My son, who works here in Milwaukee, he was like, yeah, that don't apply to me, mama. I'm getting the 4th and the 5th off. That formula, I can't do that. I was like, oh, okay.
I'm telling you, the more you talk about Darren, the more I feel like it's a younger me. Like stuff like this never applied to me. I would try to, but I mean, in my line of work, it's always been when there's a sporting event going on, I had to work.
Oh, that's right.
So it was never a Monday through Friday, any hours. I've never had that. So, Darren, I feel you, man. I've never been able to take advantage of a 4 day, 5 day, or even 6 day weekend. That's called vacation days in my life, and it's always been called that.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I can relate. I can relate, Telly, because, you know, as an entrepreneur, entrepreneurs, we do not get days off. It's kind of like, even when I'm off, I'm still working. Like, I really can't think of a time. Oh, actually, I take that back. When my family and I went to Cape Town and Johannesburg a few years ago, I was intentional about, okay, I'm not going to work, but I'm with you. And all my fellow entrepreneurs out there, there's no Monday through Friday. There's no 9 to 5.
No.
It is your baby, no. Just like any other baby. No. It's 24/7, 365.
Yep, and somehow, some way, it always balances out. You would think that, all right, man, I can make my own schedule. I could do my own thing. And you would think that you could create more downtime. But again, if you're not working, you're always thinking about work or making some sort of plans about work. And it always balances out where you're probably going to work more than 40 hours a week as an entrepreneur or a journalist or anything, because yes, again, you do have the freedom to create your own schedule, but more often than not, that schedule is created around work.
All day. Here's the good thing, though, and I don't want to make this monolithic statement, but I hope this is applicable to everybody, whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you're an employee, or both. Whatever you do, do what you love. Like, that's the key, Telly, because for me, especially, you know, at this point in my professional trajectory, if I'm doing anything that requires me, like, anxiety, stress, like, I don't want to do this, I'm not doing it. Yeah, I mean, there's a part, I think, I mean, like, I tell people all the time, I've earned my stripes. You've earned your stripes, Telly. And so at a point where when you are putting in 80 hours a week, or you're working, and I'm doing the air quotes, over the holidays, if it's not meaningful work, if it doesn't bring you some type of purpose, and your thoughts and ideas aren't sought after and embraced, it's time to do some recalibration, man. Because at this point in our lives, whatever I do, I have to love it, Telly. I have to. If it's if somebody said, hey, Telly, Denise, would y'all like to talk about how to reconcile a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet? I'd be like, Telly, you got it.
I ain't got it either.
I don't love that. I'm not gonna be good at that. People will be like, what are they talking about?
Yeah, no, it is so important. And I know a lot of people don't have that opportunity, because there's a lot of people that hate their jobs and want to do something else, but may have fears of thinking it's too late to change careers or do something else. But man, especially if you gotta get up early or go to work late or something like that, if you don't like what you do or love what you do, it makes it extremely difficult to do it.
Telly, you just gave me a flashback. I just thought about an employer that I used to work for, and man, it was like, I mean, literally, and I know some of us right now that are listening and getting ready to go to work, and this is real. This is truth be told, right, Telly? I know what it's like, and if you're listening and you feel this way, like, when you go to work, it feels like you're going to prison. You literally feel like you are just going into an office, or you're logging in from your home, and you're just like, and to your point, Telly, a lot of people don't just have it to where I'm like, okay, I'm not going to work this job anymore. I'm just going to quit. It's not that easy for the majority of us. And for me, whenever I felt to the point where I was like, I literally detest my job. Like, I'm going nuts.
Yeah.
That manifestation, you got to start it. You got to activate it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to sit there and act like people just walk in their HR and be like, I quit.
Right. Because that's not a lot of people's reality. Most people can't just go in there and do that. And so, you find ways to create your own happiness. And if that includes finding ways to get 6-day weekends or just time off to yourself to recalibrate, that is so important. Because again, everybody is just not given that right. I feel so blessed to have been able to do what I have always wanted to do in my career. And I don't take that for granted. But and a lot of people, it takes them a lifetime to figure out what they may really have a passion for. So we're not saying that, but you got to find a way to create your own happiness and your own space of happiness, in my opinion.
Because you deserve it. That's my thing. It's like you, yes, you right now listening or watching Telly and I and listening, which, by the way, make sure y'all go to YouTube. So if you're driving, wait till you get to that stoplight. Look to your left, look to your right. Now you got about a good 30 seconds. Go ahead and go to YouTube right now and subscribe to 101.7 The Truth. You can stream and watch Telly and I live, as well as all of our incredible hosts for the next, 10 and a half, 11 hours nonstop. And also, here's the great thing about our YouTube channel. Once you subscribe, even if you miss the show live, you can always go back and watch all of your favorite episodes, all of your favorite hosts. YouTube is where it's at. You can also download the app too. So make sure you download the app, because again, we want to make sure that you have consistent access to 11 consecutive hours of live Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Yes. You deserve it. Now, Telly, I don't know if you, because look, I'm going to keep it real with you, Telly, speaking over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you are involved in a very important gathering. 30,000 of your fraternity brothers, yes, and you are currently celebrating, as well as, I'm sure, creating new agendas, new areas of focus as part of Omega Sci-Fi Incorporated. How's that going? Can you give us any breaking news? Because I know I saw attorney Benjamin Crump. He's been posting from Tampa every day, all day, because I follow him on Instagram. Is he like the new national president of Omega Sci-Fi?
No, he's not, but he's been very involved. This is the 84th Grand Conclave of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated in here in Tampa. And it's an opportunity to gather. And this year's theme was Conclave with a Purpose, because there was a lot of controversy and pushback. There's a lot of brothers that did not attend because it's in the state of Florida and did not want to spend their money in Florida. But it was decided as an organization to keep it here and do something and make a purpose. So some of the things you saw Attorney Crump doing, there was a silent march that we had. And
you got
10,000 brothers that, coming together. And I mean, we have been on the news. Everywhere you look around is purple and gold. And some of our more famous Omega members, like what was that? Wednesday night, it was the Q's of Comedy. It was D.L. Hughley, Ricky Smiley, and Joe Torre performed. Alonzo Mourning was down here. Anthony Anderson. It's been really good. And you do handle business. You reelect the delegates and the executive board on the national level. And so it's been good. But I am going to shock you. I think I know where you're going with this. And that is, I don't even normally watch award shows, but I actually got a chance to catch a little of the BET Awards last night.
Oh, yes. And before we get into that, because I did want to ask you, and which I really was inspired to see, y'all look like y'all had some special efforts and initiatives focusing on the young black men also. So I just wanted to ask really quick.
We had book drives.
Okay. See, yeah, because I was like, what did y'all orchestrate, and how did you connect with these young men? Because I mean, it looked like hundreds of young black men also with purple and gold on. And I was like, that's what's up. So what were some of the areas of focus that these young brothers were exposed to as part of it?
There were several community service events we did. The biggest one was the book drive, and they asked brothers to even bring books with them. And and it was just, it was huge. It was massive. There were several other ones. Of course, you can't make everything because there's always something going on. We were in a couple of high schools. We had like a town hall type of meeting where just educating, you know, black men and exposing them to fraternity life, as well as just being around successful black men. And that's just something that we take for granted because, you know, we're so focused on putting in the work. But a lot of these young people do not have any exposure to anybody that's a black male figure in their lives. And so it is good to just get an opportunity to connect with the community when you do things like this. So it's not all
about God bless
partying,
y'all for that.
But you definitely get a little bit of that in as well, though.
Yes. No, I love it. And shout out to Omega Sci-Fi. 30,000 black men pouring into hundreds, if not thousands, of young brothers as well. When we come back to Telly's earlier reference, we're going to give y'all the grown folks version of the BET Awards recap. Because I'm going to tell you right now, 90% of the artists, I don't know Telly. But there were a few. So Telly and I are going to give you some of our highlights for the BET Awards. Also, when we come back, over the weekend, the Democratic Party has been pushing the terms that former President Trump used during the Thursday's presidential debate, black jobs and Hispanic jobs. So we want to get your reaction. And I'll give you, Telly, and I hope to hear from you as well. Like, okay, I'll put it to you like this, Telly. I don't care. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about why I don't care. Yeah. And then also we've got some other hot topics. Michael Jackson, y'all. This brother has been deceased for almost, 2009? I can't do my math, so I'm going to say 17 or 18 years now, almost.
15.
And they still won't let this man rest in peace. We're going to give you some latest updates on Michael Jackson. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We're so glad that you're here. Thank you for tuning in on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning. It is Monday, July 1st. Thank you so much for starting your week off here. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, the best morning show on planet Earth. Telly and I right now are going to give you the grown folks recap of the BET Awards that took place last night. And see, Telly, I have to preface that because, again, I know about 2 or 3% of the artists that performed last night. And then I'll round it up to 5% because I do know Usher. So the BET Awards took place last night in Los Angeles, California. They were hosted by Taraji P. Henson, who I thought did a great job. So I got to pull a disclaimer like you, Telly. I watched what I could watch in terms of who I knew. But again, the vast majority of the artists...
Yeah.
I'm getting old, Telly. I'm getting old.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I saw two things, and I know we're going to get into one of them in a second, but I saw the Sexy Red performance, and I still think that is just one of the guilty pleasures. DT, she is so ratchet, but I love that song, though.
What song
she
is that,
hood
Telly?
Is, I don't know what. Everybody knows. Like, get it sexy, get it sexy.
No, I'm teasing.
Oh,
because that's the song
night
that I played. Yeah, on my birthday. Hey, do it till you're satisfied. I'm like, if you like it, I love it. Hey, do
right.
it. If you like Sexy Red, that's for you.
Yeah.
Now, during last night's BET Awards, again at Peacock Theater in Los Angeles, California, again it was hosted by Taraji P. Henson, Megan Thee Stallion performed, and Glorilla joined her on the stage. Now, I want to get into a special performance that when I saw this, I was like, oh, wow. So Will Smith, he's been doing a lot of like rapping lately. You know, he's getting back to his original platform, and he made, I thought, was a very, it was a very empowering, or I wouldn't say empowering. I would say just it was a powerful performance. He's got a new single out. It's called You Can Make It, which features a guest appearance by gospel icon Kirk Franklin, and as well as, which is one of my favorite gospel groups of all time, the Sunday Service Choir. Did you catch the performance?
I did catch the performance, and I really didn't know what was going on until the end. And when I saw it was Will, and when he was talking, I think it's cool. I don't know if we have to check with Stephen A. Smith to see if we have accepted Will Smith back into the black community. But if we get okay with him, I think last night solidified that Will Smith is not only back, he'll mess around and be getting an Oscar before, I mean, sooner than later. I mean, some of the things that he's probably going to unleash now. I mean, we don't know if we have even seen the best of Will Smith yet. So I thought it was really cool. But one thing I did want to, I don't know if you caught this, DT, but the conversation between Taraji P. Henson and Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, did you see that?
I did. Well, let's do this. Let's hear some audio from the Will Smith performance, and then we'll get into Taraji P. And now, here's the thing. This is what you're going to hear is Will Smith performing a song that he just released Friday. And so he performed it for the first time live during the BET Awards, which aired live yesterday. The title of the song is You Can Make It. Now, when you hear this soundbite, and first of all, the stage decor for this performance I thought was incredible. There were a lot of people, though, on social media that said it looked very demonic, and how is this a gospel song and you've got the stage looking like hell? And I was like, that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying that the past few years have been a living hell for me. However, through some of my darkest moments, music has always been there to lift me up and help me grow. And I'm reading a quote that Will Smith wrote on an Instagram post, and he says, through some of my darkest moments, music has always been there for me to lift me and help me grow. It's my humble wish that it can do the same for you and bring you all the joy and light you deserve. So let's check out this soundbite from Will Smith's, I guess I want to say, don't call it a comeback, performance. Featuring Kirk Franklin, the song You Can Make It from the BET Awards last night in L.A.
Some healing, if God is for real, you just wonder if he'll listen. So many tests for the flesh, exhausted, gasping to catch your breath. Walking through the valley of the shadow of death. When you think you got nothing left, keep going.
Don't give up on me, I need you to hold on. Know you keep up in the storm, but I know you can face it.
And then all of a sudden, on the show last night, Telly, GP, are you with me? Kirk Franklin came out. I was like, is Kirk Franklin the
permanent special guest?
I'm like, where has Akaya at? Where is Todd Tribbett? Where is Donnie McClure? Is Kirk Franklin our sole gospel artist that makes special appearances on hip hop records? I'm being for real. Like, I mean, I'm like, Kirk Franklin be on everybody's like record.
Marvin Winans, BB, CeCe. Like,
man.
Like, I mean, Kirk.
And Marvin Winans lives in LA. Yeah. He's like right
like,
there.
Come on, man.
I should say Marvin Winans Jr. Yeah. Well,
so they
when we come
are,
back.
I don't know.
No. Seriously, Telly. we're going to come back and we're going to finish this conversation. Also, to Telly's earlier point, we come back. If you missed it, during the BET Awards last night, Taraji P. Henson and Vice President Kamala Harris had a conversation. And during the conversation, you're going to hear all of it. But in particular, Vice President Harris told BET, I'm out here in these streets. When we come back, we're going to hear that. We're going to talk more about the BET Awards. Boy, talk about code switching. When we come back, we're going to talk about that and more hot topics. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, violence is a problem that affects us all, that together, but together we can make a difference. The award-winning 1017 The Truth wants to ignite positive change and bring awareness to the seriousness of violence occurring in our community. This is why we are hosting our second annual Truth Walk Against Violence, led by Tori Lowe, on Saturday, July 20th, from Victory Over Violence Park down MLK Drive, right to our studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall. Over the next month, Tori Lowe will be speaking with community leaders about how we can better provide resources and work as a community to rise up against violence. If you want to join the fight to stop violence, go to 1017thetruth.com right now to sign up for our Walk Against Violence on Saturday, July 20th.
And Truth Nation, be sure to tune in to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes today at 10 a.m. as he will be joined by U.S. Representative from South Carolina, Jim Clyburn, live in the studio. Representative Clyburn will discuss President Biden's debate performance, his thoughts on what former President Donald Trump meant by black jobs, and discuss what the Biden administration has done for the black community. Again, that is U.S. Representative Jim Clyburn live in the studio on The Truth with Sherwin Hughes at 10 a.m. today on the award-winning 1017 The Truth Milwaukee Black Talk. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. And we're going to also get into, Telly, how we both feel about former President Donald Trump's black jobs reference. If you missed it, we're going to play the soundbite and then we'll get into that. But before, speaking of our U.S. government, speaking of the upcoming election, during the BET Awards that took place live in Los Angeles, California, at the Peacock Theater, the awards were hosted by Taraji P. Henson, our beloved sister Taraji. And as always, you got to love politicians. They strategically choreographed a FaceTime chat, they being the BET Awards. They choreographed what's supposed to be an authentic conversation between Taraji P. Henson and Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. If you missed it, here's the audio. Check this out.
Freedoms are being tested, Madam VP. I know you've been traveling across the country. What are you hearing?
Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets. And let me tell you, you're right, Taraji. There is so much at stake in this moment. The majority of us believe in freedom and equality. But these extremists, as they say, they're not like us.
No, they're not.
There's a full-on attack on our fundamental freedoms. The freedom to vote.
Yeah.
Our basic freedom.
DT, that was worse than when they put them black pictures in OJ house before his trial.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, girl, we out here in these streets. Shoo, girl. Hey, they not like us. What?
Because we know that's exactly how she talks to Joe Biden. Joe, you know I'm out here in these streets, Joe, huh?
And see, the thing about it is, Telly, you can't make this up. You can't make this up.
That was so bad. That was so bad.
So, like, let me ask a question to you.
Did she get some street cred when she, did you feel like she got some street cred after that conversation?
Let me ask you this, Telly. And Truth Nation, I'm asking you too. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Is it okay? So if Madam Vice President Kamala Harris was a white woman and said that, it would have been all kind of controversy. It would have been reactions like, who did you're the Vice President of the United States of America. And I'm just trying to understand again, Telly, help me out. Truth Nation, help me out. I understand code switching, but the Vice President of the United States, did you need to speak like that in order to connect with black voters? I'm asking genuinely, Telly, starting with you, did that connect with black voters? Because I know the Democratic Party right now, the data has shown that traditional black voters, or excuse me, black voters who have traditionally over the past, you know, 10 presidential elections, if not more, have typically voted Democrat. And during this presidential election, the polls are showing that a significant number of black voters are saying either, I'm going to vote for Trump, I don't know who I'm voting for, or I'm going to vote for Cornel West, or not at all, unfortunately. Yeah. So was that moment that we just played between Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and the BET Awards host Taraji P. Henson, was that a demonstration of connecting to black voters?
I think great plan, poor execution.
Didn't somebody tell you this was an all white party?
to plan to make sure that we heard from our vice president during the BET Awards, it's smart. I mean, like you said, politics are going to always find a way to intersect with anything they can go mainstream. And, you know, but the execution of the plan was terrible. I felt like, I mean, that's why I was laughing so hard. I wasn't acting. That was comical. Why do you feel like you have to speak a certain way? And again, to me, that's just another insult, you know, thrown at my intelligence. You don't have to do that. I mean, just say what you need to say and what you feel like. I mean, because people wanted to know, look, how could we still support our current president who's trying to get reelected after that debate? People wanted to hear about that and say, hey, give me something to rejuvenate or restore my faith in the Democratic Party after that debacle of a debate. And so you get on there talking about you in these streets. What streets are you in? Stop. Like, come on, man. So again, I felt like it definitely missed the mark. And it went from an opportunity to really get a message out there to providing a little comedy relief, in my opinion, because you don't remember anything.
Well, on our YouTube,
do you remember anything else she said?
I'm still processing. They not like us. I'm still processing that. August, yeah, on our YouTube message board says, referring to Madam Vice President's comments during the BET Awards last night, she was cringe.
It was very cringy. Very cringy.
And, you know, let's this is a perfect segue into the most recent reactions to, former President Donald Trump's comments during Thursday's presidential debate between current President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. And when asked by the moderators about immigration, former President Donald Trump said that you've got an existing president who's letting all of these immigrants into the country illegally, and they're taking black jobs. They're taking Hispanic jobs. And the majority of black America, based on what I saw coming in my feeds on the internet, as well as the Democratic National Party, were promoting this as, you see Donald Trump, you see what he said. What do you mean by black jobs? So when we come back from break, my reaction, I will share, Telly. I want to definitely hear what your reaction was when you first heard former President Trump describe or respond to jobs in this country being black and Hispanic, as well as your reaction to how black America is responding. So we come back from break. Yeah. We're going to get into that. Yeah. And if you missed the comment, we're going to play it for you first. Again, the black jobs comment that former President Donald Trump made during Thursday's presidential debate between he and current President Donald Trump. Joe Biden. Other hot topics as well. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We will be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Good morning. It is July 1st. Monday, July 1st, 2024. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Telly, you can't make this up. Now, during Thursday's presidential debate, which was broadcasted and hosted by Media Network 24/7, 365 News Media Network CNN. And during the presidential debate, there was a question presented by one of the moderators asking about immigration. And in former President Donald Trump's response, he makes a comment about how existing immigrants under President Joe Biden's administration are coming into this country illegally and taking black jobs, as well as taking Hispanic jobs. If you have not seen or heard this part yet, or if you want to hear it again, check this out from NBC News coverage of the presidential debate last Thursday. Here we go.
As sure as you're sitting there, the fact is that his big kill on the black people is the millions of people that he's allowed to come in through the border. They're taking black jobs now, and it could be 18, it could be 19, and even 20 million people. They're taking black jobs, and they're taking Hispanic jobs, and you haven't seen it yet, but you're going to see something that's going to be the worst in our history.
Now, Telly, the most current available data does not indicate that immigrants are filling roles that would otherwise go to American citizens. And I think the biggest controversy in the black community, in terms of what I saw from responses, including Derek Johnson, who's the CEO of the NAACP, Governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, who was actually here in Wisconsin campaigning for President Joe Biden, speaking about, you know, there's no such thing as a black job or a white job. Now, first, let's get into your reaction, Telly. When you heard former President Donald Trump say in the debate Thursday about the role immigrants play in the U.S. economy by stating, quote, they're taking the black jobs and they're taking Hispanic jobs. What was your reaction to that?
I'm going to be real. That was one of the ones I caught in the highlights or the cliff notes of the debate, because by that time in his speech, I'm sure he was on lie number 72. And I just couldn't get rid of, 20 million people coming through the border. Like, let's be real. It's a border issue. But not only that, but what are black jobs? I'm still trying to figure out where those exist, because anytime I've applied for a job, I wasn't just competing against other black people. So what are black jobs? I think that in that opportunity as a moderator, That could have been a really good follow-up question for him to explain what black jobs are and what he truly means by that. I mean, does he mean that the jobs that aren't at the highest levels are those black jobs? Or are there only black jobs that exist where you're the worker and not the employer? So, look, I didn't have this overreaction because that ain't the craziest thing he said even that night. But again, I'm still trying to figure out where do you go apply for these black jobs.
Here's the thing. When I first heard him say that, my immediate reaction was, here we go again. And, you know, former President Donald Trump has been consistent with who he is. And, you know, for us as black folks, for a lot of us to respond, oh, can't believe he said that. What's a black job? President Trump has been, he literally, when they leaked the audio of him having a conversation during an interview with Billy Bush, and, you know, he said, you can grab a woman by her, boop, by her, you know, her genital. Women still voted. Obviously, women still voted for him to be elected as president. And former President Donald Trump has made numerous what would be regarded or felt as insensitive, politically incorrect comments about race. He's been consistent. And yet he continues to have a significant following, including a number of black voters, black people that support him 100%. From an agenda standpoint, when the Democratic Party over the weekend attempted to leverage this statement as a way to say, look, see black people, don't vote for him. I don't think that doing that really helped gain black voters, Telly, because in the past 10 years, almost, again, former President Donald Trump has shown us black people, Hispanic people, the entire country, the entire world, who he is. Now, going back to the comment, for me, it was the delivery, because if he would have said something to the effect of, you know, according to data from this source, the hospitality industry was impacted disproportionately during the pandemic. Black employees at the time made up 20% of the hospitality industry workforce. In 2021, under President Biden's administration, it dropped to 13.6%. Black workers overall have not been able to retain their jobs due to, I mean, anything like that would have sounded much better. And I think his intent, and again, I emphasize think, I think his intention along with his campaign party was trying to convey that black voters under Biden's administration, because of, you know, immigration laws or loose restrictions from the Republican Party's lens, you now have a group of people that are taking jobs that traditionally were predominantly black or Hispanic. And that is, i.e., the hospitality industry or the service industry, i.e., restaurants, i.e., you know, retail, hotel, conventions, etc. And there are a number of black and brown people that work in hospitality that rely on those jobs. He didn't say it like that. And there was an opportunity to where he could have said, I think it was his delivery and not the format. So Truth Nation, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Did you find President Trump's, former President Donald Trump's reference to jobs for black and brown people in this country as black jobs or Hispanic jobs? Were you offended? And again, quite frankly, Telly, I don't see black voters that are on the sway or kind of undecided right now. I don't see that as a strategic opportunity to think that black voters who are like, I don't know, that wasn't it. Because Trump has been who he is from day one.
Yes, he has.
Period.
He has. We got Eastside Corey on the line. Eastside Corey, good morning. Welcome to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. What's your question or comment?
Hey, it's great to talk. Good morning. It's great to talk to you on a Monday. after such a tumultuous week last week. My goodness. There was enough racism to go around for everybody, okay? There's a certain level that we just sort of tolerate. We just kind of know it, you know what I'm saying? And the way Trump said it, I know what he meant, but the way he said it was cringe because it sounded like a subtle racist, okay? Like all the low-paying jobs, all them jobs over there, you know, that's what he meant, you know? It's like, okay, not every black person I know is, you know, just only working in those fields or whatever. But the thing that really threw me was that the Democratic Party just completely ignored the fact that Kamala was the vice president. And is she really black, you know? It was like they just tossed her aside as if they have to deal with Biden. That's what her job is supposed to be, right? How did they just ignore her for like 2 days? Like she doesn't even exist. How easy it was for the pundits to just pretend that we don't have a so-called black vice president waiting to pick up the slack where Biden is leaving off. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Thank you.
Eastside Corey, before we let you go, real quick, how often do we have to always try and correct or say what former President Donald Trump is trying to say? How often do people that support him have to say, well, he really didn't mean it that way? Why he can't ever say what he really means?
Well, then we get Joe Biden saying, well, if you ain't black, you're not going to
That ain't the answer. You just start saying, Joe Biden, I asked you, why do we always have to correct or say what Donald Trump is trying to say?
Because he says ignorance.
All right, Corey, Eastside Corey, hold that thought because we got to take a break. We come back, we're going to get Eastside Corey's reaction to Telly's question in terms of why do we always have to defend or clarify former President Donald Trump's comments. You are listening to The Best Morning Show. Eastside Corey, hang on, brother. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.